Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Happy Valentine's Day. It's February 14th. I have to tell you, I am so sorry that the chat out of all the days doesn't work today, but that's okay. Maybe we've just got way too much love to be popping it out on the chat. I don't know, but it's not there. So I'm really sorry about it. I can get into Blog Talk. I just cannot load onto the chat. So I'm trying to figure that one out. But I hope you guys have a great day. Just kind of, you know, it's a day to pay attention to love, and it falls on Relationship Wednesday, which I think is the coolest part of the whole thing. But, you know, we all know Valentine's Day is every day, but when you're a kid, you're filling out cards, you're doing chocolate candy, and it's really cool at school, and that just kind of graduates to a million other things on Valentine's Day. But I do love it because it's a day of love. I guess yesterday, now I didn't research this, but somebody told me that yesterday was the International Day of Self-Love. Of course, I find out after the whole day, but that's okay. Now I know. And I was also, I got a gift certificate for Christmas from a friend of ours. And I went into the store to finally, I don't know, to buy something because it was part of my walk, but I just went in a different direction. And on a plaque, it said self-love, and then it had a dot, accountability, and it had all these dots under it. And I thought, oh, my God, Christ, when I wrote that in 2002, and he told me that that would be part of our new language, I saw it in a random store. So love is alive and well. And I'm so happy about that. That just like made my whole day. And then I go, wait till the writing of today. It's so cool. So it is working. It's being talked about. It's bleeding in. There are more entrepreneurs than there ever have been. People are reclaiming. You may not feel it, but one person at a time takes a while. But it's happening. And I also had one other announcement before we get started on today's show, because, boy, when I jump into this one, I'm jumping in. This one is, it's probably the closest to my heart about the giving of 100%. But before we get there, we have a really cool thing. All of our shows, not all of them, I think it only takes 300 or 300 at a time, or I don't know how it works when they did it because I'm not that technological. But what I like that, technologable. I like that's a new word. Let's coin it, you guys, technologable, because I'm not. But either way, we put the show on iTunes, and they don't have reviews because I'm like probably a week old, maybe more, maybe 10 days at most. But the shows are there. So if you have any feedback about the radio show, I don't even know how to do it. I think when you get there and it just says no reviews yet. And I thought, oh, that's too sad because people who don't know us won't know that it's just a show that's been going on for a while, but it kind of touches base with what's inside. So whatever it is you feel about the show, if you have it in you or you want to or you think it would be fun, leave a review. That would be so cool. So let's see if we can blow up iTunes now because, you know, Blog Talk, we're doing pretty good. It's, March 10th will be 4 years that we've done this. That's a lot of shows. I think we're at like 974 or something. I just saw it this morning, but I can't get into the chat, so I can't get into the studio, actually. Thank God I have other ways to do it, or we wouldn't be having a show. So let's get on with the topic today, and what happens when you give 100% to relationships you are in? And we all know the answer to that. Relationships work out when both souls know that when they give 100% to the relationship, that's all it takes. You don't have to give 110. You don't have to give 1,000. Just give 100%. When there's any kind of holding back, doing things that don't build a relationship, not telling the whole truth, we all understand that that's what causes problems. Yet, why do we bother getting into a relationship and not doing our best? That's like the question of all time. Why do we bring someone in, have them invest their time, their love, their money, their whatever into each other, and then they don't look at it as one of the most important places they have chosen to put their soul for their life? Because I'm going to tell you now, if someone has a relationship and they're not giving to that relationship 100%, they're not giving 100% anywhere else. And the slew of issues that result from us not fully doing something, especially when it involves another person, because now they can react to you. And usually that reaction doesn't build the relationship. It keeps questioning the relationship. But one thing that I have learned while we were doing these shows, I still remember when Christ said it, and when I got off the show, I was like, that's so true. I can't, the whole day made me happy to learn that, was that you're not fighting for yourself or the other person. You both have a third person there, and that's the relationship. Doesn't matter who the other person is. And I'm not saying it doesn't matter who you don't love them. I'm saying that it could be anyone you bring into your life at any given time. Because let's say someone says, hey, you know what? Something's missing. I can't stay here. This has been very troubling to me that something's missing in our relationship. So you bring in the other person, you're going to do the same thing and think something was wrong with the first person. And then you're going to do it again and again and again. And before you know it, you have shelf life. A very sad thing. That's when they end up in front of me. And I'll see two people who really love each other but don't know how to nurture each other because they don't look at it as a relationship. They look at it as Michelle and Tom. Or Nancy and Ray. And they're so intent on each being their own individual in the relationship that they don't nurture that invisible third person there, which is the relationship. Because the relationship is a different entity than both people. It's a shared experience. And how do both of you nurture that? It's like the difference between saying my soul and my mind. Everyone has a mind. We all come hardwired with a mind that's going to work. We have a brain in our heads. But our soul is intangible. You can't find the soul. There's an organ called soul that has all of your transmitters and information in it. The soul is what comes in you and the soul is what leaves. But the rest of it, it's just the brain, the body, the organs. And when we don't need those anymore, we really do leave. It's not like a big surprise. Getting to evolving, to understanding that choosing a relationship, one, is a choice. Because I know people who say, I can't get out, or I can't get this person to love me, or I can't get whatever it is I want. But you don't need to have something if you need to get it that way. Or you can't leave it. What is that anymore? The truth is that the truth rules. And everything Christ said about truth, love, and purity, don't pay attention to it. Don't have a relationship you love. I can't even believe how black and white it has become, because we have evolved into understanding that all the stuff that doesn't work really doesn't work. You cannot have a successful relationship without treating and nurturing the relationship that the two of you have. It's a reflection of how much time, energy, love, respect, integrity that you keep. People who have a great how I met story, whatever it is, I don't care if they just met in a coffee shop, but they view it as being so great how they met. Just telling that story over and over again fuels that energy between them of how special it is to be together. They don't feel the years. It's just that specialness that you're enjoying when you hear it from them. Sometimes they like to roll their eyes or make funny faces or whatever, but they're both part of the team that fueled this relationship. I had a man, he loves to travel, and he hasn't had a relationship for more than, I don't know, maybe 5 years in his entire life, and he's almost 60 now. And he just loves to travel. But he loves to travel without his partner a lot of the time. And then once in a while, he feeds the partner a trip. Not really home all the time. Not really available when he is home. He's a gadget guy, so he's on electronics a lot. So it's almost like she doesn't know why she was there. But the thing that broke it was the solo trips and not really telling her everything. And then her finding out later just through someone else. Oh, we did this with you know, so-and-so. We did that with him. And then she's like, well, when did all that happen? Where was I? Wait, that was when I was with this person. And then things just don't add up. And she realizes at some point that she's only got 80%. What is she going to do? She's going to leave and look for someone who hopefully has the promise of giving her more. What it looks like when people give 100% is it's in every single day in one way or another, whether it's through conversation, checking in, honesty, integrity, being respectful. Does it mean you won't disagree? No, you're going to disagree at some point about something. But how you disagree, what you do about it, it not being all about one of you being right or wrong, because you want the relationship to be right. So even though it may be hard for you to solve whatever issue just hit the two of you, you both look at the relationship first. What's for this relationship? What's the best way to solve this? There's two people that just met. Not just met, a couple months in. And they're, you know, really, really enjoyed meeting each other. Couldn't get over how they met. Had a great story. Have a great story. Brand new. And then one of them went somewhere that contradicted the fact that they were dating or newly dating. And they're still kind of in that stage where they're just starting to tell people and other people that they were either seeing or kind of seeing or, you know, just kind of hanging out with, but maybe realized, oh my gosh, they might be thinking more. And they're now going backwards and, you know, closing up loose ends. But one of the two of them still went through this, like, dating thing, and they still went to an event that had to do with that. And then the other one found out, and the one that went wasn't doing it to get a date. They were actually going there to meet someone else, but the other person didn't know it. But then she found out, of course, through Facebook. You got to love Facebook, right? So when she found out, she confronted, first of all, she was really, really angry. But it was because she was so sad. She thought, wow, you know, maybe I misread that. But instead of calling and screaming and doing any of that, she let herself calm down. And I know she makes me laugh. She said it took the whole day and part of the night, but she did. She called a friend and talked it all out first. Talked it all out, got everything out. Because the one thing she kept saying over and over again, and I love this part, was that, but I really love him. Why would he do that? I said, ask. That's all you can do. He obviously knows something's wrong. You haven't been able to recontact all day. So just ask. Give him an opportunity to answer. So she finally talks to him. And she asks, and she realizes how hurt he is that he believes he may have hurt her inadvertently. Then he explained to her what happened, and she believed him. She said, I believe you, because he was so distraught that it broke her heart, but she didn't enable him. She just stayed quiet and let him be part of the solution. She didn't try to fix it for them because she looked at it as a relationship. And if I taught anybody anything, I've learned to teach that. Pay attention to the third person that's there, to the relationship. And when she looked at it that way, it took away the personalness and realized, wow, he really thinks what he did was stupid. He was really sorry to me for that, which made me feel bad, but I didn't say it's okay because I was hurt. But I also didn't say there's no solution and want to hang up on him and show him who's boss or indebt him to me. He's the one who did something wrong, and it's not my fault, and let's tit for tat for the rest of our lives. She just said, I believe you, and we can't change what's happened. So how do we look moving forward? And I love when people say those things because I know they work. So when I say to say, hey, you know what, face it this way. Sometimes they can't get me in time, but that day she did, and I was so happy about it. Don't need to bring in baggage from all of our lives of what everybody's done to us every single day into that conversation. And when we give 100%, we don't need to do that because we understand that we are taking care of the relationship and not just ourselves. As we start to grow and as we are evolving, think about it. Think about your work. You go to work every day, whatever work you do. If you don't feed the job truly doesn't feed you back if you're not feeding it properly. Do you have to learn how to feed your work so that you can physically feed yourself? But because we can see that, we feel like it's a no-brainer. But when you have a relationship, you just think, oh, I can't get to it today. When I can't get to it today becomes every day, what happens to that third person? They become anemic. And then you need to give him medication. You need to, like, make quality time. Well, if you're in a relationship where you have to make time to see each other, where does that tell you you both stand? Taking for granted somebody else being there takes the relationship for granted and leaves you both high and dry, wondering why you're there. Some people, it's not even a fight at all. They say, oh my gosh, we outgrew each other. We both ended up living separate lives. And you're going to end up living separate lives if you are living separate lives. It just becomes more apparent in the third person that's there. All the way to the point where I've actually met a couple of people who that third person didn't even exist anymore. It just didn't exist anymore. That energy wasn't there. And then I say, you know what? The two of you can be friends forever. You're already friends. You just don't know it. You didn't label it friends, but you're friends. Call it what it is. Ask yourselves today, how is my third person? Talk to your partner about it. It's actually an interesting conversation. If our relationship, not me, not you, but the relationship we created, how well do we take care of our third person? And I love that it's today, because it's never too late once you realize what's going on in the bigger picture, that there is even a third person, third energy. I've seen two people, this was just last week, and both of them, both parties, are paramedics. One of them works three 24-hour days, and the mother, because they have a 5-month-old, but they have 4 kids, 7 years and younger. And they're both young. They're both in their probably late 20s, early 30s max. And I meet them. And they're in a restaurant with their 4 kids just on a Wednesday. And I thought, here we are at lunch. And I always meet with, when I can, on Wednesdays, Reverend Terry and Amalia and we kind of discuss things because I do Sunday school at the church and we have all this stuff that goes on. And so that's like where we meet, is over that lunch. And when we can, and I see these people, and it turns out that they had gone to the church before and everyone kind of knew each other. And so I asked them, wow, how do you guys do that? How do you guys make time? And they said, when we have time, this is what we do. We all go out together because for most of the week, we are separated by time. And they knew it was by time, not by each other. But their first priority when they had time was each other and their family. If they had not said, hey, we're both paramedics, I'd think, wow, what a great, you'd never even think they missed a beat because they know and figured out how to feed their relationship. Even with 4 kids, which is not an easy task. I had 2. They had 4, double the amount. But again, there were 2 people there, though. I guess I was a single mom, so a whole different story. But that's what you can see. Enough for me to be so intrigued and so happy, because I love when I see it working. And when it's not, I love just telling people, hey, you know what? Pay attention to this part. And when we really want to, we do. And when we really do, we see results. And when we see results, we really believe. That's why I always say, just start to start. You have to start to start, because the more energy you put into anything to unfold into belief that whatever you put your energy into, it will be what you want it to be. Happiness doesn't come and jump in front of you in a big fat bow. Happiness is you believing you enough to believe in anything else around you. But there is nobody on the face of this earth who can believe in you for you. They may give you a little bump and a little bit of encouragement, but the one who has to actually do it is you. So when two people decide to join forces, whether we call it marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, I don't care. Two people decide to join forces, know that there's a third energy there, and that third energy needs to be fed by the two of you. No one else from the outside can come and feed it for you. Nobody. But paying attention to another human being, paying attention to the human being you chose, paying attention to the human being you are. 100% is just a term. It's just a number to say, I'm all in. But we can't, like, argue percentages because everybody's different. Excuse me. But just tell yourself, you know what, I'm all in. Doesn't mean that you have to, you know, suck your own life out. It actually lightens your burden in life to even know that. But you're all in. And when you tell each other, hey, I'm all in, what does the other person think? Hey, I'm all in too. I'm all in with you. If someone starts cutting and pasting what they decide to share with you, what happens to you? You start cutting and pasting because you have to respond. In a relationship, you respond equally because you're trying to get something going. But if nothing ever gets going because one of the two of you keeps making it go on pause or mute, you stop feeling like you're in it together. I see on, because I had to open up my Facebook page because I can't get into the studio. Christopher Sedray says, Nadia, some people tell me that it is not possible for them to give 100% to the relationship because doing so would leave them with nothing. Oh, that's so sad. That's really sad. So if you don't give everything, you will have nothing. If you give everything, you have everything. Wouldn't you think that's true? Great comment. I'm so glad I saw that because I don't have the chat to read off of. But I can see where people said that because we have fear and doubt and worry put before us. But giving 100% is from the soul. It's not a physical thing you give. It's the relationship you're feeding. Letting the other person know you are there is worth everything. Both people. I know when someone comes in and they're doing this and they're doing that, they fuel me. Never took me more time. It just deepened my love. Still worked, still cleaned the house, still did what we needed to do, still took care of the kids. I don't see a downside to anyone giving 100%. What does giving 100% look like? We feel energy before we see it. And when we know somebody's all in, even if they're working 12 hours a day, we know somebody's all in. And that puts us right there. Our energy goes relationship. I have 10 seconds. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow on Dream Theme Thursday. I love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.